This latest federal opinion attempts to restore a 1993 Interior Solicitor's opinion issued during President George W. Bush's administration. It gave the state jurisdiction over Alaska Native allotments. But last year, the Interior Solicitor in the Biden administration, Bob Anderson, issued a new interpretation of that decision. It gave jurisdiction over Native allotments to the tribes, which cleared the way for the Aklutna tribe to operate a small casino on a Native allotment. Last week, the Trump administration's Deputy Secretary of the Interior overrode Anderson's opinion and instructed all department bureaus, including the National Indian Gaming Commission, to follow the 1993 opinion. Anderson now lives in Anchorage and is a visiting professor at Harvard. He says the reversal of his decision is wrong, that Native allotments in Alaska should be regulated by the tribe just as they are in the lower 48.
It's been the law in the lower 48 forever, and Alaska's part of the United States, and the same federal laws apply here as they do everywhere else. So I'm fairly confident that we'll continue to prevail on these questions.
In April, the state of Alaska sought an injunction from a federal court in Washington, D.C. to shut it down. So what happens now that the Interior Department has revoked tribal jurisdiction over Native allotments in Alaska? The state has not said what its next step will be. Patty Sullivan, communications director for the State Department of Law, said the new opinion calls for the Interior Department to reevaluate actions taken by the National Indian Gaming Commission. Alaska's Attorney General Stephen Cox applauded the decision and said it restores jurisdictional balance that Congress intended. But despite last week's opinion, the Native village of Aklutna said its Chenan Gaming Hall remains open. The tribe's president, Aaron Leggett, said it will also review the opinion to clarify questions of legal jurisdiction. In Anchorage, I'm Rhonda McBride.